being able to, it's like, and actually the next question is, like, is there a distinction between observing the mind and observing what arises? I think in terms of paying attention to the content, but also paying attention to the quality of knowing. Just that very fundamental ability or aspect of our being, because once you start putting names on it, you think it's really solid. But this capacity within the human condition to know our experience, and that knowing is a doorway into peace and freedom, liberation. And that's where, so in the Thai forest masters, keep trying to keep it simple in the sense of understand that quality of knowing, come back to the knowing. And that's the nature of, say, nature of the Buddha, is that the one who knows, the awakened one, the radiant one. And those are the qualities that are inherent within the mind. I mean, there's all the content and proliferations that happen as well, but behind that or underneath that is the quality of knowing, and we can keep returning to that, and that's where we can start shedding and dropping and keep returning to that quality of knowing, and that's where our freedom from suffering is possible.